Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. First day of padded practices out here at Saints training camp, and pretty fitting joining us one of the more physical guys on this Saints defense, defensive end Carl Granderson. Man, oh man, how you doing? Does it feel like you're going into year seven?
Man, yes, it does. my body is hurting now. I'm just playing. But I feel good going to year seven. I'm a true vet now, and I'm a professional. So I'm moving like it. I'm helping the young guys out, and I'm playing fast.
You know, Carl, I know you want to be an every down player. Mm-hmm. But when you look at all your experience now, what do you think that obviously you can get better in all areas? Right. But is it harder to be more disciplined as far as a pass rusher or as far as your assignments like run defense to be able to hold your own? That I know, you know, because Cam always had the reputation, you can't run at Cam Jordan. Yeah. And I know you want to have that reputation. So what is probably more difficult and takes more discipline? Is it maybe being the best stopping the run or getting after the passer?
Yeah, I mean, everybody have a different play style. You know, you got some guys that's a finesser. You got some guys that's more power. But to be an overall complete player, that's the goal. So, like you said, some teams be like, yeah, we're not going to run it to Cam's side, so we're going to go the other way. So, I'm the type of person to be like, run at me, though. You know, I'm physical. I'm violent. I'm aggressive. I like to set edges. So, it's very important to be focused in on your playbook and know your assignment and just get after it, run in and pass rushing.
And now, Carl, when you look at, like, your football career, you know, high mm-hmm. school, Sacramento, and then you had Wyoming Cowboy and everything. So, and now you're looking to not only play, like, with your hand in the ground, but standing up. But that was something you were familiar with that you've done in the past, mm-hmm. right? Like a big outside linebacker who can run. Just talk a little bit about that in the background, maybe going back to your high school or college days and having those responsibilities.
I'm going to be honest with you. I should have been in a 3-4, to be honest with you. But like you said, back in high school, I was an outside linebacker, and then I moved my senior year to DN. So I always been an outside linebacker, flying from sideline to sideline. And then, obviously, I've been in a 4-3 the last, 6 years before that. So I just feel like I'm back at home. I'm moving around. I could go back to sideline now, getting after the quarterback. So this ain't nothing new to me. Now I just have to put it all together and play with the other guys in the front line.
You know, I know you always want to rush the passer, but what you got to mix it up in certain schemes, whether you are asked to drop in coverage. What is probably more difficult, if you man-to-man coverage or maybe you're getting your depth on your zone drops and being disciplined in those zones? And because it comes that clock in your head, well, it was zone now, who's in my zone? Then it turns almost to man to latch on, right. You know, a matchup zone. But would that be harder in man-to-man responsibility or what? Because I know if you're trying to cover Alvin Kamara out the backfield, you might be thinking, I don't want him to juke me. I'm going to go up and jack him so he can't get started.
Yeah, right. Honestly, everything is harder. This is the NFL, you know, and nothing come easy. But to be dropping, we used to drop before. But now we might drop maybe once or twice a little bit more. But obviously, they put us in the best position to make plays. And we're going to have help. And then we're going to get after the quarterback. So they like to mix it up. And then our thing is just knowing what to do and how to do it and play fast. So, yeah.
Is that the key? I notice, you know, a number of NFL players that the more experience you get, it becomes second nature. You don't have to think and then react. It just, you can just play fast. Is that something you've noticed now through the years, that you're so confident now that you can play fast no matter who you're going against?
Yeah, that's the good thing about being a professional athlete. You do have an assignment. You have to execute it, but it's common sense. If the ball is in front of you, go get the ball. Don't do your job sometimes, but you better make the play. So that's what it's all about, is just being a great player and having good instincts and making plays.
Now, Carl, some players set goals, others don't. You know, the team concept on defense, you can be doing an outstanding job, but you have to come together as a unit. Like, for instance, being able to stop the run.
Right.
I mean, you could be doing your job at everybody. We have to play as one unit.
Right.
Do you individually, though, set goals as far as – because, you know, as fans always look, they don't look at necessarily quarterback hurries or pressures. Mm-hmm. Oh, how many sacks you got? Did you get the double-digit sacks? Is there a number maybe that you go into this season, boy, maybe I could get more national recognition if I get the double-digit sacks?
Right. Really, I ain't gonna lie. I set goals over the years, but like it seemed like every time I set a goal, it don't happen. So, like when I had 8.5 sacks, I didn't set that goal. You know, I was just out there playing, having fun. So this year I'm on the same hype. Just get out there, play, have fun, and play as a unit. And the further this team go, the better individually you're gonna be in the future. So yeah, that's the plan.
Working with the new defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley, what's that change been like coming from DA's defense?
Yeah, it's been a little change. He's come with the fire. He held us to a high expectation, and he don't play games. You know, we are trying to get better, and he's making every correction. Nobody get passes, and yeah, so it's been good so far. I'm excited to get after it this season.
Now, Carl, when y'all going to head out to Cali and Irvine, do you have any family members maybe that will come out and see you still living in California maybe? I know that's Northern California, Sacramento versus Southern, but will they come out to Irvine to see you or what? Maybe not?
I might have like, you know, one or two family members, but that's it. You know, I see them when I see them. They know once I'm in camp, I'm locked in. Don't call my phone. Don't text me. I'm going to get back to you when I can. So, yeah, probably one or two. But I want to spend majority of that time, you know, with the guys and getting to know my teammates. So, you know, the more we do that, the better we're going to play together.
What'd you do this offseason before, you know, before getting into OTAs, mini camp, training camp? Mm-hmm. How'd you enjoy your downtime this offseason?
Yeah, I spent like the first couple of months, went back home to Sacramento, California, spent it with my family, had game nights, and was just chilling, getting off my feet before I started working back out, and then came back for OTAs, met Staley, met Rogers, met some of the new guys, and I was here for the OTAs, and then, you know, after mini camp, shoot, I just been in New Orleans eating some good food and just hanging out, getting ready for training camp.
Now, the last one, Bob, when I look at this day and age, how even college football has changed, and I say, a player like Carl Granderson, I don't know if Wyoming would have had enough money to keep him. NIL, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're getting that recognition, and then you probably, you know, USC might have came and knocking,
right.
Whoever. You ever thought about that occurring? Or
I'm going to be honest with you. I probably, if it was – back then, the NIL and the transfer portal back then, I probably would have transferred, to be totally honest with you. Even back then, our rivals was Boise, and they wanted me to come there. So, yeah, I probably – shoot, our whole defense probably would have transferred. We had some guys. We had Logan Wilson, Carl Granderson. We had Kevin Prosser. We had obviously Josh Allen. He probably would have transferred too. But we had a great team. And this day and age now with all this NIL and stuff, a lot of these kids is staying in college and year six, year seven, like, yeah, trying to get the money. But I'm happy for them. And, yeah.
Awesome stuff hearing from you, Carl. Best of luck going forward and looking forward to seeing you in action week one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm ready to get after it. I'm excited for this season to get better going through training camp. And we're going to have some fire, offense and defense. But stay tuned. Don't say too much.
Let's go. Who that?
Well, Carl, you're a fan favorite. I can tell you that. The fans really appreciate how hard you play and hopefully continued success.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.